everyone, and welcome to episode 17 of the PA Geek podcast. And I'm going to start by saying thank you for tuning in, as I always do. However, particular thanks to those people who have taken the time to jump online and hit the request a new episode button on my website. Each and every time someone does that, I get an email and it says something along the lines of your audience wants more. And it does encourage me to make time to jump on and fit the podcast in, even if I hadn't been planning one until the next week. But particularly excited for today's episode because it's something that I get asked a lot, and I'm looking forward to dedicating a whole episode to talking about my reasoning behind this particular area. But before we get into that, it is with a great pleasure that I announce my new blog redesign is about to go live, and this has been something I've wanted to do for a long time. Really eager to see what people think about it. Everything will be so much more easy to navigate. Members will be able to quickly and easily log in and get access to their content, and the site looks about a billion times better than it has. And it makes me think of where it all started back in 2008 with a website that I had no idea would grow to become as it is now. But it has taken this long for me to realize that, yeah, it actually does need to be reworked. And it's about to go live, and I hope everyone enjoys it as much as I do. So if you're interested in checking out it before it goes live, you can go to thepeergeek.com/new and see for yourself what it looks like. However, if it is past the 8th of November, then it's likely that it is already live, and you can go and check it out at thepeergeek.com and let me know at any stage what you think of the site, especially if you've been to the old one and you've got an awareness of where it's come from over time, then I would really love to see what you think. All right, let's dive into today's content. Now, probably the most common email I receive on a weekly, if not daily basis, through Twitter and email and so on, is what is the best video analysis app? And it's particularly something I also get asked during workshops and other live events, webinars, etc. And everyone's got differing views about why they think a particular video analysis app is better than another video analysis app, and in what particular reasons would you use this one over that one. And I wanted to lay it all out on the table today and sort of talk about the two main ones and a couple of other options that fill this space that you could potentially make use of, and sort of give reasoning behind why they would work in a school and the sort of decisions that you should think about when looking to bring these to life in your program. Now, I'm going to be rating them in three basic areas, but I'll talk about some of the other things that make them attractive solutions as well. So the first thing will be, you know, what devices does it run on? You know, what access to devices do you need to make this possible in your school? The cost factor will also be thrown into the equation. And I think the most important factor will be sort of scalability. You know, how easy is it for you to package this up and embed it into your curriculum and scale it so that it is basically not getting in the way of the other things that you're doing. You know, you don't want to be spending all of your time trying to make it work for 20 students and then think, well, how are we going to even do this for 200 students? The solution needs to just make that possible so that you don't need to, invest thousands of hours into bringing it to life. Now, the first app in this realm of video analysis apps that I share and teach people at my workshops and have done so for many, many years is Coach's Eye. And it really was the first, you know, high-end video analysis tool that was brought to life on a mobile device. You know, there were other ones prior to this, and there still are many video analysis tools that are sort of in and around this space. But Coach's Eye took it to a whole new level. You know, they came out with some really sophisticated branding and, you know, really high-end graphics and user interface and so on. And they had a really big company behind them in TechSmith who were, you know, pushing this out in all sorts of spaces. And they were the first mobile app that I thought, you know, really realistically understood what mobile video analysis was all about. And it's part of the reason why it's been in my workshop for as long as it has and still is. Basically, each app is downloadable at $6.49, depending on where you are. It may be a few dollars more or less, depending on your location and the app store that you use. But for that price, you get the ability to install that on all of your devices that share the same Apple ID. Now, in the case of, let's say, your PE program, and you've got students, you know, working through a class set of devices, you can install them. And if they've got the same Apple ID, you can get them on, you know, a fair few of those devices. However, in most cases, such as my school, we've downloaded the app at that price, and we've had to pay per unit. It works well, obviously, to do video analysis extremely well. You know, you've got side-by-side video analysis. You can draw on the video. You can hit the record button and speak over the top and make reference to the things that you're seeing. And you can have those videos that you produce in the app produced into videos that you share out to teachers and so on. So there's lots of people using it for assessment and for analysis and improving skills and helping kids coach one another, and for coaches using it to, you know, improve their own feedback. However, there are some limitations in terms of the fact that if you want to get access to the full feature set, including, say, the angle tools and so on, you've got to pay for those, and they're an additional cost that many schools sort of can't access because they're actually in-app purchases. Now, what that means is inside the app itself, you have to pay for the download of that particular tool. Now, if your school uses the volume purchasing program, and that's how they make use of the app, or they don't have a credit card, then the ability to do in-app purchases is somewhat limited, particularly on scale. So that solution is, I know, sometimes troublesome in school environments. However, I know many schools have worked with and rolled out Coach's Eye to students that are in a sort of one-to-one iPad programs. And basically, you know, the kids install Coach's Eye on their own device. They, you know, add all the various in-app purchases they need, and they can do their own video analysis and share it with the teachers and all of that sort of thing. The disappointing stuff about Coach's Eye at the present is that they are heavily trying to move people towards their VIP platform, which is priced at, let's say, around $100 a year, and it gives you access to full ability to store things on their server. You don't have to do that. I mean, you can choose to bypass and export and store them on your own locations. But they do try and move you to that space. And at the same time, it is a bit of an annoying thing trying to deal with that in a school environment. In terms of devices, you can use Coach's Eye whether you have an iPhone or an iPad. You can use it on all Android devices, which is great for schools that don't have iPads, but maybe they're rolling out a different set of devices. And the best part about it is you can use it on a Windows platform as well. So I've spoken with quite a few schools that are rolling out Windows 8 to their schools, say tablets and so on, and they can make use of Coach's Eye, which is one of the advantages of this tool over some of the others that we're going to talk about. Now, in terms of scalability and rolling this out to, you know, en masse, it is pretty difficult unless you're looking, you know, you're actually willing to invest some time into it or give students complete ownership over those devices. It becomes quite frustrating to sort of have students film footage on a shared device and then get that to you because of the fact that it necessarily is best worked in a situation where each student has their own device. So when you're doing anything other than that, it becomes a bit tricky to try and share content with teachers, because the way Coach's Eye works is it pretty much basically makes it your account, and your videos go to your account and they're stored there, and getting them to someone else is possible, but is a little bit cumbersome, and it's not quite realistic of a school environment. It's more realistic of that sort of coaching and athlete model than the school model, as it were. Coach's Eye, big fan of it. You know, definitely get it out in your own life, like me on the golfing green when I've got my friends there and I get Coach's Eye out and I do a bit of video analysis, and I can't help myself. But yeah, really cool tool, and definitely one that you should consider based on those things that we've discussed already. Now, I would say the next tool is without a doubt a direct competitor to Coach's Eye, and it's also included in my workshops, and as of recently has moved to being my probably go-to video analysis tool on a mobile device because of the fact that they've just released support for Android devices. So up until recently, you had to have an iPad or you had to have an iPhone to use the tool Ubersense, and now they've got an Android device support, which means that they've just widened the amount of devices that this could potentially work on. They don't have Windows support. I'm not even sure if they're planning to do it at any stage, but if they do, it will definitely make them even more attractive for many schools that are using Windows devices. So, for example, the exciting thing about Ubersense is that it's 100% free. You can, for free, use all the features, including the angle tool. You can overlay videos over the top of one another, which is something you cannot do in Coach's Eye. You've got side-by-side video analysis. You can draw in the videos. You can do the same thing, you know, hit record and talk over your own video and make sort of like a expert commentary, which is shareable. And it does work really well to do all the features that Coach's Eye does. It does them just as well, and it does it all for free. The downside, I think, to Ubersense is the user experience. It's not quite as friendly to use for someone who is just getting started with video analysis. There's, you know, when you start using it for the first time, you can't do any recording whatsoever until you sign up for an Ubersense account. Now, sure, it's free, but if you are in a location that doesn't have wireless access, you're going to need to remember to have signed up previously, because unless you do that, you can't sign up and use Ubersense, which I think is a little bit disappointing on their behalf. So, you know, if they change the user sign up flow to a little bit later on, in case you wanted to share, then people could still use it without having to have accounts. But let's say you've got an account, then you can definitely use all the features for free, and you can take it a little bit further and get their VIP package, and that gives you the ability to share videos. And if you're a teacher, then you can create groups, and in those groups you've got athletes, doesn't use the word students but athletes, and it'll help you curate those videos together so that you can give feedback and share videos with one another. Now, as you can see, both of these tools are very heavily shaped around this whole concept of athlete and coach model, and they're the terminology that you pretty much see throughout the app. None of them really are particularly designed for schools. You know, they obviously can be used in schools in so many different ways, as I talk about, you know, religiously, but the fact that they don't quite understand that school environment makes them either you know, a little bit difficult in certain areas to operate when it comes to that scalability side and sort of understanding what a teacher needs to make this a realistic sort of powerful addition to their classroom. So the next tool I wanted to share with you, which is a video analysis tool, is my own. It's Vidalize, vidalize.com, and it's something that has grown to exist based on my frustration with the previous two tools and my frustration with many of the issues that I get emails about. I'd been sort of lobbying for the other tools to have features added to them, and over time hoping that that would occur, that the model would change and they would start to think of schools as being really good opportunities. They haven't necessarily, but you know, they definitely do work to support schools, but it got me thinking that, you know, maybe there should be a tool that exists that is dedicated 100% to schools and making that something that they can do on a scalable manner and in a way that sort of is cost effective as well. So Vidalize is the answer, I feel, to that. And I literally built it based on a class I'm teaching this year where students do video analysis, and you know, we were using Ubersense and the kids found it really easy, but the issues still revolved around, you know, we want to get these videos off. Where do we get them to? We use Google Drive, which is fine. However, wouldn't it be good if, you know, they could do the video analysis tasks anywhere? So the issue with those previous devices is that because they were on school iPads, the students had to be at that iPad in order to analyze. And that's a bit of an issue when students don't have their own devices. So how could you create a tool that made it possible for you to analyze wherever you were, and a tool that understood what teachers need and worked hard to make that a really scalable experience? And that's basically where Vitalize.com came from. So effectively, it's pretty much identical to Coach's Eye and Ubersense, in that you've got side-by-side videos, you can draw over your videos, you've got angle tools, and you can do the screen recording option where you click a button and you speak over the top and it turns it into a video that you can share and showcase your understanding or give feedback, etc. The best part about it is because it is completely web-based at Vitalize.com, you basically get a login, or your students get a login. And when they visit the website on any computer, they can log in and conduct their analysis. So let's say you're in class and you've recorded the videos in the practical session. You can use homework time, or you could use another session, or you could use that session then and there for them to log on to Vitalize.com, enter their login, which is, you know, just their email address and their password, and they can get analyzing straight away within their browser, which is a bit of a different experience to the Coach's Eye or Ubersense models, which require you to be on an iPad. So basically, this has been designed so people can be in a school setting and then possibly have students work on this at any time they like. I mean, they're not bound to a specific device or a specific in-class time, or they're not bound to having to take an iPad home to work on it. So Vitalize does exactly that. It makes it possible to scale this out in a way that those other devices don't. Effectively, when you sign up your school, you create classes, and in those classes, you assign a teacher or more than one teacher and all your students. Students get sent their emails with their login details that says what classes they're in, and when they log in, they can start to work on those analysis tasks. But the cool thing is the teacher in that class can actually see the work that the students are doing. So when they analyze their video and do an analysis with their voice over the top, those videos are viewable by the teacher, which means that you can use them for assessment and you don't have to share them to one another. They're automatically shared for the teacher for them to review in a really easy way. So in terms of scalability, Vitalize has been designed to be 100% scalable and 100% realistic of the school environment and the school experience. So it definitely wins in that regard to all the above tools. Now, in terms of devices, given that Vitalize is web-based, it actually works on any device. So it doesn't matter what you're coming to the party with. You can jump on a MacBook, you can jump up on a Chromebook as it was designed for. You can jump up on a Windows device and log into Vitalize.com and you can do your analysis. And that basically means you don't need to install any software. You don't need to do any updates. You don't need to do any sort of installations at all. It all happens from inside your browser. I guess the downside of that is that you do need to have an internet connection in order to do the analysis, which is different to the other tools in that you can do them without an internet connection. I mean, excluding Ubersense, which requires you before you do your first video analysis. So as you can see here, I mean, all of them have their benefits and their pros and their negatives. But yeah, Vitalize has definitely been designed with the school in mind. Now, in terms of cost, Vitalize actually prices out at $1 per student. So, you know, $1 per student gives you access to Vitalize so that you can do unlimited analysis and provide that as an option to them to use their own devices. So we've actually got over 180 schools so far who've signed up, and our most common package that, you know, the most common school and student number population that is currently added is around about 250 students. So those people, it's costing them $250 and they get access to Vitalize for life so that they can analyze, do what they need, and do it in a way that is scalable and actually is about changing the learning outcomes for students. So without further ado, that is the video analysis app battle. If I had to pick a winner, you know, obviously I'm pretty biased to Vitalize, but in terms of the above two tools, Coach's Eye and Ubersense, I would have actually said Coach's Eye for many years, but the fact that it is $6 and Ubersense is free and they both do very similar things, I'm now starting to suggest and put a bit more emphasis into Ubersense. I think they need to change a few things to make it even more, you know, user experience and a little bit more realistic for schools. But the option is there for you guys to pick that up and run with it. Now, if you're interested in getting Vitalize for your school, then I absolutely recommend jumping on board before the end of this year, as there's some major specials that are saving schools thousands of dollars potentially, depending on how many students they have access to. If you sign up before the end of this year, you get access to $1 per student per life, for life, sorry. Whereas following the end of this year, the pricing model will change slightly and it'll actually have an ongoing charge that is as part of Vitalize. So we're hoping to get as many schools in as possible before the end of the year and they can secure their pricing as such. Now, if you would like to jump on board and do that, you can either email me at jared@thepeergeek.com and say, hey, I listened to the podcast. You mentioned that there was a special and I can help you get set up with that. Alternatively, you can head to just vitalize.com, which is vitalyze.com, and sign up and immediately request an invoice from the site, or pay with your credit or PayPal account, and lock in access for your students for that period of time. Okay, thanks heaps for joining me. Now, if you've got any other video analysis tools, and there are many others out there, such as Coach My Video, you've got Dartfish, etc., and you think they suit your purpose and you know, do something that these other tools don't, feel free to leave a comment if you're on the website, or send me an email. And if you have any questions at all that you would like me to answer on the podcast, then you can do that at thepeergeek.com/voicemail. And I'll actually use those questions to help me create future episodes. So until next time, stay learning, and yeah, see you next time. Bye.